Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
That's right. We are live on stop 9 of our crawfish circuit here. Sports Radio 610 is the drive. Continues to be live. Look at that, Nick Cayley on TV. We about to talk about your ass. We about to talk about you out here talking right here. I see Nick Cayley on one of the many TVs that you can find here at the Crafty Crab. Come on out, Fondren Road location. Come on out. And there are multiple locations, so don't get lost here. And my man right here said, I thought he was going to be at the one by my house. Nope. Over here, baby. So come on out and enjoy yourself. Congratulations to our first winner, Cynthia. I don't know if you're supposed to be at work or something, but I'm gonna let you. I'm gonna put it right on out, Cynthia. Cynthia looked like she don't give a damn.
I got a feeling Cynthia either don't care or she. They everybody that needs to know knows exactly.
Yeah, she said she's about to go on and get her some shoes, and hey, maybe go over to Academy, get you some Jordans.
Jordan, hey, price now.
That's right. Jordans are now in Academy.
Academy got a nice selection of shoes, man.
And prices you love.
No, I went in there. They got my whole family right for walking shoes at Disney. They got basketball shoes. They got running shoes.
Whatever you need, man, they got them in there.
They do.
I can't remember. They got some LeBrons in there.
I really want those.
I got me one saved in one of my shopping carts online. I'm finna buy me some.
Cleaning
the board of hell.
Well, coming up, you got three more opportunities to win. We'll do one at 3, 4, and 5, and even bigger, our grand prize right there. You can use your QR code to get that. You'll have a chance to win a $500 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors, as well as beer for a year. Bud Light, Budweiser, maybe Bud Ice, if you like, for a year. I'm not sure. You ever had Bud Ice?
Have I ever had Bud Ice?
Tastes Big Earn. Like
Big Earn. Hey, Big Earn, you should knock them Bud Ice down now, boy. We'd open that old ice chest up. We had an old green church pew, L-shaped church pew in the front yard, Park Street. I'd pull up from practice, boy. Mom, dad, a couple of kinfolk be sitting on that damn green wooden church pew, drinking Bud Ice, baby, smoking cigarettes.
Man, I'll be honest with you, Clint, and Tyler, I feel like you could be included in this as well.
Oh my!
I think we got three fathers from really three different spaces. I feel like we got some real similar stories to tell. Maybe it wasn't a pew. But over there off Jackson Street, it sure was a porch that had Newports. He had that gold ashtray. The tall gold ashtray.
Yeah.
He had that
ashtray. My dad's was black. Heavier than all get out. At the bottom of it was so heavy so it wouldn't tip over. It was long neck with the big top on it. My dad's was black.
And he moved it. He moved it from that porch. He moved it to the inside.
Yeah, had a handle on top of it.
Yep. Out there on that porch. And he would drink them damn Bud Ices and just keep rolling.
You know how cool
it'd be. And he had his Newports.
I don't even smoke. You know how cool it'd be to have that damn ashtray, right? It looked like one of them hand grenade things, things you can get in New Orleans. That was the shape of it. It was big on the bottom, long, tall neck, and then it got big again at the top. and you just fill that thing up with the ashes, boy.
Yeah, that it was just full, boy. Yeah, my dad, man, that was that. I mean, if, I don't know if that, I don't know how close that is for you, Tyler, but I mean, we got, I mean, that
oh,
man was
yeah.
just
an alternate universe, same exact story, basically.
I remember, I just remember getting old enough and drinking, and I'm like, Pops, are you choosing to drink this?
That malt stuff hits a bit different,
like,
don't
you it? You're choosing to drink this. Took him to a restaurant one time. He, they ain't got no damn Bud Ice. My dad hears his order. He said, let me get a shot of that vodka. Just that vodka. We don't know which one you're
trying to talk.
Let me get a shot of that vodka and let me get a Bud Ice. That's his order.
Open the door.
And Bud Ice.
Hey, Dirty Red had knocked that edge off.
I said, Dad, I ain't got no damn Bud Ice here. I ain't got no Bud Ice. this happy hour. I said, that's what you choosing to drink.
Take the edge off, man.
Man, that's good. But come on out.
Something in old Dirty Red's world had him stressed out, man. Job, Teresa, life, something had him. He had to knock his edge off.
Nah, man, that's just him. that's just him right there for it. All right, we appreciate you coming out. Come on out, have a good time, and have yourself a chance to win. I think Clint just ordered some bugs. They're going to be coming out, so we'll see. He'll give you his thoughts as he is the Mud Bugs connoisseur. We'll give you his thoughts coming up here in just a bit.
Appreciate that title.
You like that? I think you should get a shirt. Yep. All right. Nick Caley spoke today, and there were several things that he spoke about. But I think one of the big things that that people kind of checked up to, Clint, was when Sarge was there. I was standing there, and I saw and Sarge on the other side posed a question to him about just say what does a Nick Caley offense look like? Like what is that and how does that look? And he talked about the work they're looking at on OTAs and the verbiage and all that. Here is his comments on that.
The fun part for me, to be honest with you, is establishing a foundation, which we talked about in phase one, just the terminology, the nomenclature, the language, okay, getting past that barrier. And, you know, there is some same as some of the verbiage. And then the second thing I would say is establishing the fundamentals, how we want to hit blocks, how we want to run routes, okay, what the routes are called. And I would say the third element of that, to piggyback off that, is really teaching the details of it, specifically how you want to run routes. What are the concepts? What are the details of the concepts, et cetera? What's the intent of the play? And I think that's an important part. Like, we don't just call plays to call plays. There's an intentionality of why we're calling every single play for specific reasons. And I think that this is a great opportunity to really establish that foundation and move forward with that.
That's Nick Caley, and he spoke about that. And as he has said from the jump, a lot of it has to do with the players he has on his roster and how it is shaped to it, Clint. And
ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle-cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no-sugar-added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
We'll see what it looks like actually on the field once they, you know, preseason, once we get to see a little bit more of it. We saw a little bit about it, a little bit of it. But as you talk about, did you feel a strong difference from the 2 days of camp you've been to see a lot of the team? Have you seen a big difference from Nick Caley's offense compared to what we have been seeing?
Oh, no. I mean, there's no way I could tell from what we're seeing right now schematically what's going to be different. I mean, look, I like everything that Nick Caley is saying. You know, from a football standpoint, I like what he's saying. Now, in the same breath, I can also understand and I think be aware of the fact that it's a difficult process. It's a difficult process when you come in here and you've got, let's say again, you've got an established coordinator, good, bad, or indifferent. I don't care what his history is, but you've got a guy that has an offense. And he's installed it multiple times, and he knows exactly where the catch points are. He knows where the guys struggle with certain things, and he knows what types of plays have been his offense work with certain types of players. Even with all that said, it's extremely difficult to get it installed. Like, you're installing an offense while everybody else is working on what kicked their ass in the playoffs. Like, Kansas City right now is working on, other than their personnel that they got in there, they're working on, hey, man, how can we handle these different pressures that got to Pat Mahomes late? How can we get better and more explosive down the field at the wide receiver position? When we get guys healthy, how can we use them? Like, these guys offensively are first and foremost priority number one. They're installing an offense. Before you can ever figure out how to wrap your offense around certain players, you got to install something. And so, you know, I love what Nick Caley's saying. I love the school of thought of New England and L.A. Rams together. I love it. It all sounds good in theory, and we'll see how they get it done.
Yeah, and here's another part here. I know this got to a lot of people. I heard them on In the Loop talking about it earlier, and he was talking about his thought process on blocking. His thought process on blocking is funny. The first person we saw as soon as we walked in was Dalton Schultz. His thought process on blocking. Here is Nick Caley and where he goes with everybody on the offensive side of the ball when it comes to that.
Yes. It's an extent. Everybody will block. We're going to be committed to that in the run game. That's part of who we are. That's toughness. That's physicality. I think that's a non-negotiable, period. So
you're going to get hit hard if you're playing against us.
My man said non-negotiable. Listen, I know that excites a lot of people, and hearing that excites a lot of people. Listen, he's the new blood, right? And he is, Clint, the guy that you know you're hoping to come in and have some improvements over Bobby Slowick. But listen, I honestly think Bobby Slowick probably said similar things. I think a lot of coordinators. Hell, Bobby Slowick lets you know, hey, damn it, Dalton Schultz, it's going to be a non-negotiable. Your ass going to have to block, and I'm going to keep making sure your ass know that you got to block, because I'm going to keep putting you in situations for your ass to block. So, like, for me, it is more, Clint, and I feel like you were kind of going towards this is, I mean, let's see what's going to happen first. Like, what he is saying, I think, is the aspiration of most coordinators. Of most guys running offenses.
That is like that.
Like, his words to me didn't move me to think, all right, yes, he is going to be the answer to what problems Bobby was. To me, it's more like, all right, what's it going to look like?
Yeah.
What's it going to look like? Because hell, Bobby thought blocking was a non-negotiable. He didn't look up there and say.
You ain't never met a football coach that didn't think being physical and blocking was not.
He didn't say, hey, Tank, you don't have to block.
Yeah.
Hey, Hutch, Dalton, you man. Do get to block. Brevin, you don't got to block. Yeah. I think it's a non. Now it's more or less what it looks like.
Yeah. Look, it's that is, again, that's kind of the not not, you know, necessarily a Nick Caley deal. I think that's a league-wide deal right now. When you hear offensive play callers talk, you know, a lot of it is, oh, we got to do what our players do best. Yeah, that's fine. But how about we establish an identity first, right? I mean, everybody plays within a certain system, and that system is tweaked to fit the players. I just think right now when we hear from offensive play callers, whether it's Nick Caley and or anybody, it's just those are the catchphrases that guys go to. And ideally, that sounds great. That sounds really, really good. But it's hard enough to just install an offense and call plays, much less try to figure out a way to keep Dalton Schultz from having to be involved in any level of physicality in the offense.
But again, and to the points he said, Clint, and I think this was a hard head potential thing when it comes to the tyrant, little Napoleon,
mm-hmm. Bobby Slowick,
or Hal.
Your back's gonna hurt because you just pulled landscaping duty.
I just feel like as soon as I start to say, and I at this point usually I can see Tyler in the window. I feel like as soon as I say tyrant,
he gets
it. He has a finger on the ready.
I love Hal.
And you will go to sleep. Right?
I don't know if he's going to wait till I say Hal or he's going to just say, well, I'm doing it anyhow because Hal's going in here. But
in my world now, Grandma.
Yeah, but the big problem that he had was he said, damn it, we're going to run this. This is what we run, damn it. And you're going to be right here and you're going to do it. And I don't give a damn. The question is, yeah, it's a non-negotiable on those that everybody has to block. But what happens when you look here and you see, hey, man, these dudes don't block well, or these dudes don't do this well. Are they going to continue to block, or are you going to have different things and different measures on how you try to get things done? That's going to be, I think, the big thing for him.
Well, to me, it's kind of talking out both sides of your mouth, right? I mean, is you got Dalton Schultz, who you're playing a boatload of money to. You got Tank Dell, who's going to be back at some point. You got Christian Kirk, who is you know, I don't need him on goal line blocking between the tackles kind of deal. Sure, there's a certain spot here where everybody's got to be physical, and our identity is going to be we're going to be more physical than everybody else. But that's where this whole I got to wrap my system around this player, right? Again, I'm not knocking on Dalton Schultz. It's the reality of it is after we saw last year, there's no amount of rehab, there's no amount of weight room, there's nothing that's going to all of a sudden make Dalton Schultz this guy that's going to stick his head in there and be a super physical player. Like, building your offense around him is being in a lot of 11 personnel or 12 personnel and making sure that Dalton Schultz, 9 times out of 10, is the guy that gets out in routes. You know, he's a guy that only in an emergency situation is he going to have to be in and block, and it's never going to be against a defensive end kind of thing. So, you know, that's part of what you hope that Nick Caley can get accomplished with this group.
Yep. All right, coming up as we continue here live at the Crafty Crab, a little news from our guy. Shout out, the Bud Light girls are in the building here to hook you up here as soon as you get out here. My man just got hooked up.
How you doing, that lady? Do you like the way my voice sounds?
There's two.
No, we're good. How you doing, ladies? Do you like the way my voice sounds?
Let me tickle those ears, girl.
Okay. All right.
Come on over.
Hold on, real quick. I know I'm in the midst of a tease.
I think you should put the headset on her, let Tyler tickle her ears.
I'm just gonna say, Tyler, like, is that like if you were put on the spot, right? I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Girl 6, but if you were put on the spot and you gotta have your sexy voice, I gotta tickle them ears, and you know what else you say. But is that your sexy voice right there? Would you just display?
No.
He done got background music going.
Yeah, no, I'm prepared, but just a second ago, no, that was, that's I, not, I was just goofing fun. About.
Okay, that's not yours. Yeah. Okay.
You'll know it if I get my sexy voice.
I don't know why. Mine starts with a licking of the lips.
Oh, yeah. It's mine.
That's how mine.
It made me feel uncomfortable. I looked over at him. He's licking his lips at me.
No, it's all that working together. I mean,
maybe
I
you need me to wash off that machine.
That what?
That machine. You need me to wash that off?
Wash off that machine.
I'll wipe it off for you.
What machine?
Sweat on together, girl.
What machine was she using?
And wipe these benches down together.
What machine? Who are you hitting on, Chief? What's she doing?
Nick. I just gave an example.
Are you in the laundromat?
You're in the gym.
You're in the gym.
Hey, don't.
I got you. You're in the gym wiping down the equipment. I got you.
Maybe I see you on that leg press. Need me to wipe that off for you?
Want me to show you the 50 states, girl?
Hey, I don't need no spray.
Tyler said 50 states.
Coming up, some news about Yordan Alvarez. Coming up, and we got to tell you about Will Anderson. Like Will Anderson is maybe the most beloved player, especially to the coaching staff and some of his teammates. But I'm going to tell you why. He probably pissed everybody smooth off. And don't let them panties hit you.
Everywhere.
At the door. That's coming up next right here live on The Drive.
When you get through talking to one like that right there.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.